Welcome to the newly renovated Rico's Pool Hall Tattoo Parlor and Liver Lounge. I'm Will Green.
And I'm D. Scott Graham.
And we thank you for joining us today on Oh My Liver,
a podcast about friendship, cirrhosis, and everything in between. We're in this together. Hi, everyone. It's Scott here with a quick condition queue update from the Oh My Liver universe. We've been a little delayed getting our next episode out, and I wanted to check in and let you know what's going on with both of us. First, our guy Will is back in the hospital, but this time he's at Tampa General, and that's actually really a big deal. He's now officially a patient of the Tampa General Transplant Center, which means he's truly getting world-class care. He's in the thick of evaluation right now, going through the full litany of tests and procedures that they run before listing someone for a transplant. And he did hit a slight snag. Some cardiac complications showed up during testing, but his medical team feels confident it's fixable with a couple of heart stents. So he'll keep moving through the process this week, and overall, things are looking positive. He's in good hands, he's being taken seriously, and the path forward is clearer than ever before for him. As for me, I'm holding my own. I've got good days and bad days, and honestly, it's not even days anymore. It's good hours and bad hours, sometimes in the same afternoon. Like, my liver and I are co-parenting this body, and we still haven't agreed on a custody schedule. Some mornings, it's, sure, go ahead and run some errands. And by lunchtime, it's, absolutely not. You're sitting down now. Really, one of the primary things I'm dealing with daily is I get fatigued and exhausted quite quickly, and I seem to be losing all my strength. My MELD is holding steady in the mid to late teens. I'm sitting at a 17 right now. And I just had my latest MRI. My hepatologist let me know there are no troublesome lesions, which is a huge relief and absolutely worth celebrating. I've also been connecting with more folks in the chronic and rare disease and transplant community, and it's been incredibly grounding. There are so many people out there navigating their own versions of this same journey, and I'm finding more and more opportunities to share my story and to learn from theirs. So that's where we are. Will is fighting forward with an incredible medical team behind him. I'm hanging in hour by hour and doing my best to stay present and connected. And we're both eager to get back behind the mic together as soon as we can. So thanks for sticking with us, for listening, for caring, and for being part of this strange, resilient little community we're building. More soon.